Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor recap podcast, hosted by Mel and Rachel, best friend duo. What'd you think, AB? Another episode? You all right? You got your headphones set there?
Yeah, I'm good. All right. Settling in. It was all right. I would say some of Zach's first mistakes as the Bachelor.
They wanted.
I would have handled some things a little differently.
Sure. They wanted a Ben Higgins season. Ben Higgins famously took this very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I think the pendulum has swung too far in the taking it too seriously.
Is he too serious?
It's a little too. Hey. This is all taking.
Relax.
Take a deep breath. Let cooler heads prevail.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. We're in Estonia.
Full disclosure, I don't know what Estonia is.
I had a feeling
a country. Is that a? I have no clue. I assume with that name, it's in Europe somewhere. But I don't. You could tell me anything. You could tell me it's anywhere. You could tell me it's any size. I don't even know what the category it falls in.
What do you mean category? What
country?
Oh,
city. What are we working with here? What do we got here? No clue.
By Poland. You of course know where Poland is.
Of course.
East.
What do we got here?
Northeast. Europe. You're correct.
Europe.
It's not that hard to tell. I mean, it looked similar to places they've been on the show.
Yep.
And they did similar things, play the hits.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Greer has replaced Zach on the COVID IL, which doesn't push anything off course. Do you think we'll see Greer again? A la Logan.
Yeah, I do.
They didn't remind us of her throughout the episode.
They didn't, but they also didn't specifically say, Jesse didn't say to Zach, Greer's going home. So I think she's going to come back next week. I assume. Did you watch what's coming up next? I have no idea.
No,
is she in any previews?
Shielded my eyes.
Oh, okay. I think she's... She has one of the best storylines going from last week. I feel like we need a little... I would keep her around for another week, probably.
Or maybe Zach said, you know what? I can't deal with Greer. Send her away.
Maybe we'll just... It's either... I don't think they're going to mention her again if she isn't coming back.
I agree.
It'll just be nothing. They won't ever say her name again. Or she'll be back next week as if nothing happened. It'll be one of those two scenarios, I think. I don't think we're going to get a big moment where he sends her home.
No, you're right. I agree.
Okay.
Zach and Jesse are doing... This is the halftime show of the season. Like they're in the studio during the All-Star break. You're running down the contenders. You call out their strengths.
This was nice.
Chances. Yeah, you need to... who's who and where are they at?
Where are they at in your power rankings? Do you think
exactly.
This was... Do you think he listed them... Do you think he gave us his power rankings top to bottom?
No, not at all.
See, I think it kind of was.
I think Top was. I think he calls Katie out first consistently here and in rose orders. In fact, when Katie got the second rose in the ceremony, mm-hmm. she had a look on her face like, excuse you?
This is bullshit.
I'm number one. Anyway, Katie,
I saw it as a little bit of a power rankings here, at least for the first couple.
Go through them. What's the rundown of each?
Katie, I got something. He said something nice about each of them.
Of course.
Depending on what he said, too, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I read into, obviously. Yep. With Katie, everything's going incredibly well. She's so sweet. She makes me laugh. Something special is there. Brooklyn, straight shooter. That's why I like her, too. Straight to the point, and I like it. Me, too, Zach.
I wouldn't say that that's not a confirmation that he likes that. That's just a fact about her personality.
Well, he said straight to the point, and I like it.
All right. Maybe it is. Okay.
Cat, naturally, I get excited and butterflies when I'm near her. Those are good things. Gabby, something really strong there. He said Allie's great, too, I think.
I have Allie's for Allie. Great too. No, Allie's was bad. Allie said this week is about figuring out how much further they can go. Which is
that's not good.
We're either going a little further or we're stopping here. We're not going to the end.
The rest of them I thought were not great, okay? Mm-hmm. Ariel, intriguing. Her eyes are either looking at me or into my soul. And Jesse and him had a laugh about that. Jess caught my eye right out the gate, but I don't know if I know the real Jess yet. That's not good.
You don't want that
Charity,
at halftime.
Charity, one-on-one was taken from us, but everything leading up to this has been great. I noted here, I'm worried for Charity. I think Charity had a little section here, too, where she was worried that she'd just get skipped over.
Sure.
I noted here, if she doesn't get the next one-on-one, the immediately following one-on-one, you're toast, Charity.
Well, Jesse Jackson would show up here. If Charity didn't get this one-on-one, we'd have a real situation. So the day at the hotel, the day card obviously goes to Charity.
Has to. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
Zach arrives in person. This was his big... This was not a... Speaking of reveals, this was not a big... He just walks in and they're like, hey, you could... I don't know. I thought you guys missed him.
You thought post-quarantine would be a bigger deal?
Like, I'm back.
The returning Zach. Yeah, Cheers, tears.
Yes.
huge applause.
Kat pulled Zach as... So Charity has the one-on-one date. This is her pre-date getting ready. The topic of discussion is Charity's one-on-one date.
Of course.
Zach shows up to pick her up, and Kat pulls him aside.
Interesting.
Well, if you want to talk about stealing a moment, this was fevery.
Do you think it makes any difference that they hadn't seen him in a week?
Well, that is Kat's argument.
I know.
We'll discuss fair or foul after the break. Okay. And by the break, I mean we're going to see what happened with Kat and Zach in the hallway.
Okay.
She just wanted to say hi. I thought she had something to say. No, she was just I just want to kiss you.
No. She said, I'm not sure if this is the most appropriate time for the conversation. I agree.
An acknowledgement that she probably agrees as well.
Yeah, and then she kisses him. And he kisses back.
I think you gotta stop that kiss.
If you're Zach.
This is a designated date day. It's not a group date. It's not a cocktail party. I think you got to go, oh, they're going to smell you on me. This is bad.
You shouldn't kiss someone on the day of another date. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's an unwritten rule.
Unwritten rule should be written.
If they're going to write rules, that would be one.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't kiss anyone
decorum.
Else.
It's simply a breach of decorum.
It's decorum. If you don't have that, what do you have?
On previous seasons, maybe I'm making this up, but
post-dates
have kissed other people on
post-date.
Days they've had one-on-ones, like post-date. Yeah. Like when Jed visited Hannah.
People
and they
show
were
up to the, yeah.
Hot and heavy. Around in the bed. Hot and heavy, that was after the date. That's different.
That's after the date.
Right before the date is like, God.
Right before the date is unacceptable.
That's what I
we're
thought.
Both, I knew we'd be on the same side here, and we are. That's unacceptable. So you're saying, okay, so now that we're here, do you think both of them are in the wrong then? Kat's in the wrong for pulling him, and then also Zach should not have kissed her.
Yeah, I mean,
but
Kat
is more in the wrong. You have to stop
getting
that kiss.
Kisses everywhere.
I'm sorry. You need
it. I've been like, hey, come on.
Come on. Hey, whoa.
Arms length. Arms length. Maybe after.
I wouldn't have gotten that close. I wouldn't have been in that situation.
No, they were a little close. They were hip to hip.
You know, I'm not nuzzling up close to you and inviting a kiss.
No, the closest you're getting in that situation is Napoleon Dynamite and that girl with the pink poof dress at the dance.
Yeah, exactly. Arms, I want arms my like arms full length. There's no way you're not gonna read into anything that I'm giving if I'm Zach there. Okay, actually, would you have stopped it? Would you have said no? I'm not gonna go talk to you.
No, because maybe like, hey,
maybe
you
it's
know,
something
my
serious.
Grandma
yeah,
died. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. But once she says I don't have anything to talk about, it's like, all right, let's go back to the group.
What the hell?
Why the hell did you pull me?
The bigger offense, once the toothpaste was out of the bag on them having an alone time, like the kiss didn't shock me. The pull, I think the pull was foul from
the pull?
Kat.
Yeah.
The pull.
Kat, yeah.
But it did make me wonder, how would everyone else feel if they knew about Katie's gift basket in solo time? Was that foul as well?
No, because that's not intruding on anyone's time. It's mostly the intrusion on the time, and in particular, right before we're going to be spending our one-on-one date, my only one-on-one probably.
It's designated for one person.
This is a designated day. There's a reason everyone's so excited for these dates is because it's your time with
it's
them.
Your time.
And he's thinking about you and... We haven't said this yet, but he didn't even wipe off the fucking lip gloss. Gabby noticed it.
Yeah, Gabby noticed it.
I noticed it. His lips were a little pink rim. Light pink.
I didn't notice it.
I thought them lips were glossy.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Wipe the lips.
Yeah, that's crazy because you're going to go
that's
on this
crazy.
Date with Charity in
that's
an hour
crazy.
Or two and you're going to kiss her. Like, you're going to kiss
you're
gonna
her.
You're going to
have her lip gloss on
you.
You
know you're going into a fucking carriage.
Man, holy cow. In bad taste from all involved.
I tend to agree.
Okay.
They come back and leave. When they are gone, Brooklyn, of course, had words.
Well, yeah, they're like, hey, how was the talk? And then she was like, it was good. I figured because we were just chilling, I could say hi. I missed him a lot. It's like, you guys were not just chilling.
You were gone for quite a while.
He was showing up just to pick her up. It's not like you were at a pool party here. Yeah. This wasn't a cocktail party where you were just hanging out. He came to say hi to everyone and then pick her up and leave. This was not a chill situation.
Devil's advocate.
Oh, okay.
If you're really going to marry this, I'm just saying what she
well,
said.
Well, hey.
If you're going to marry, I mean, sorry for stealing a moment with my future husband.
Yeah, you're right.
Anything else
the
on
thing
that?
Is, you can't look at it like you're outside of this show.
No.
You have to have respect for the people you're there with. That's the main problem here. It's disrespectful to everyone.
I mean,
like, we all could have done this, right? Yeah. We all want to fucking do this.
It's, I don't
you think
it's the game, too. It is the game. This is
the
game.
The game's the
stealing.
Game. But when you steal like that, you're going to get some backlash. That's
yeah,
all.
Yeah, Kate was shocked by the backlash.
That's all?
I mean, come on. You should have seen this coming. You went and kissed him.
Did anyone else take him?
On his way out the door. Yeah.
Anyone else grab him?
Did I call her Kate or Kat?
You called her Kate.
Kat was shocked by the backlash, and she shouldn't have been.
I agree.
She said she should have stood her ground and said, like, yeah, you know, I ruffled some feathers, but I got mine, and now I'm moving up. That's how you do it. Anyway, Charity's one-on-one date daytime. A horse-drawn carriage tour of town. Zach had on some OJ gloves. Small talk. I don't want to date myself, but small talk on the carriage.
I love a good isotoner joke.
Yeah. They happen upon a wife carrying contest, of course.
Mm.
Should have seen this coming.
Wife carrying competition is the norm.
The hits. Charity was into it. No hesitation popping right into the competition.
I thought it was a strange wife carrying competition. The woman gets on your, like, you're holding your feet. It's not like a normal piggy.
Yeah,
it's like
a
reverse
it,
piggyback.
Yeah.
Her face isn't at your butt, but then also I feel like her head was jostling around, banging into him.
Yeah. He was going too fast. My opinion, he was going way too fast.
It seemed like it could be her. They were doing jumps and stuff. Like, he was having to jump over stuff. She was swinging around. It
was going way too fast.
Very uncomfortable for her.
Took it too seriously.
Zach took it way too seriously.
He was going at a speed that you go if
agreed.
You and your partner have been practicing this for a long time, and you're like in the game. This was
big stakes.
Just do the thing and like, you know, let's get the shot. You don't have
Zach,
to win.
Do you understand that the people you're racing against our, we hired them and they're going to let you win no matter what? Do you understand that, Zach? It's not going to be, you're going to win no matter what. Like, we hired that guy.
Maybe he was, Charity's enthusiasm for it may have made him think, well, let's go full bore at this thing.
Her head was banging into him. It had to be uncomfortable.
He was flying through
the course.
Anything else on that? Jesse in the crowd, incognito.
What was that was weird.
Enjoying his off day?
That was weird.
Looked great. He looked cool with those sunglasses, too.
Jesse looked awesome in the crowd. They panned to him for like 3 seconds, and then they went back, and he never...
No acknowledgement.
He didn't have him. He wasn't a part of the date other than that. That was funny.
Back at the Swiss Hotel.
Good name.
Still buzzing about Kat stealing Zach before Charity's one-on-one.
Brooklyn is a straight shooter.
I've heard.
She's a straight shooter, so she's not going to let this fly, okay?
No chaser. Unvarnished Brooklyn. What'd you make of this, AB?
So Brooklyn was talking to Katie, the front runner, and... you got to pay attention to who they're talking to. Like if who in the house is on what side. So Katie's the biggest name in the house right now. She's on Brooklyn's side.
You're going
that
to Queen
B. We're getting, Kat's going to have a rough go of this. The rest of this episode is what I thought here. So Katie is talking to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's talking about how it's bullshit and all this, whatever. Straight shooter, straight talk.
Yeah.
Yeehaw.
Fabulous.
Kat is talking to Ariel. I don't think she's on any of anyone's power rankings.
Ariel's a floater. Ariel is. Talk to both sides and like let's try to mediate and calm everything down. She probably doesn't agree with Kat.
What was interesting is she did not agree with Kat. Kat was like going into the whole like this is come on, it wasn't that big a deal. And Ariel's like, well, you know what she did was kind of bullshit. Kat said everything has shifted when he got COVID. And then she goes, well, I don't think respect ever shifts. That was a good line from Ariel. Ariel gives her the real talk, which isn't normally what you get when you get the side-by-side conversations. Usually it's one side going one way, one side going the other way. Ariel was not on Kat's side, trying to explain to her why people were mad to her.
Do you have any room in your opinion for Kat's COVID change the game here? The rules are different now.
It was their first time seeing him. That is one thing that makes it a little better for her.
A little better.
He was gone for 5 days. He didn't go on the group date. They haven't seen him. It makes it a little better. I still don't buy it because everyone was there and they all could have done that. And they all wanted to do that. It's just not appropriate.
Of course, with the we don't know with the travel and all that, but perhaps they have
could have been weeks.
A no rose cocktail party to get back into it. So everybody does have the time.
You think they should have done something different
before Charity? The first time they see
we're
Zach
on a tight
again,
schedule here, Rim.
I know,
we
I
all know that.
I totally understand that. In a perfect world,
tight schedule. Maybe a brunch that morning.
Sure.
Nice little brunch at the Swiss Tell. Everyone,
I'll tell you
come
what,
down.
I'll tell you what.
Let's
you
have
can
some
steal
breakfast.
At the brunch. You can steal at the brunch.
Well, hell yeah, you can steal at the brunch. I don't care if it's before the date.
Hey,
that's
you
want to
go get some
brunch.
French toast and maybe French kiss at the
exactly.
At the buffet.
You're very right. Yes, I would have had them all go down to the Continental Breakfast Buffet and get the hugs and all that out of the way before.
Hug everybody.
And then we have a completely separate Charity date.
I agree. Then it starts.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else there?
No, I don't think so. Back Cat's in the wrong and no one agrees with her. That's where I ended.
Back on the date. Town square stuff. Shops.
Shops. They go into the almonds. There's a guy looked like the pirate from Dodgeball. Remember Dodgeball, the
yes,
movie?
Yes, he did. Great
looked like
call.
The pirate from Dodgeball. Gives them a disgusting drink that they can't even stomach. It says it's really peppery, says Zach. I don't know what's going on with that drink. Yeah, just town square stuff. I love town square. They go to a marzipan shop. I didn't.
Lady and the Tramp that.
Lady and Tramp the marzipan. I love a city exploration date. Everyone knows that about me. They're making out in the town square or something. This is fun. I love AB Steve's. I love a city exploration date. There's no getting around that.
At the hotel, Jess wants to know if Zach's going to fit 2 weeks worth of dates into 1 week.
Nope.
No.
No.
No, they are moving on. They are skipping ahead.
We are on a timeline. We only have three activities here. We're going to leave in a couple days. There's no pushing things back.
Stay tuned for the mailbag. Some great suggestions for what they could have done last week.
I can't wait.
Mildly related to that. But Jess has not had her one-on-one date yet. Mm. Gabby thinks this is really hard on Jess, not only for the environment, but also because she's here for the right reasons. Which is an underrated element of this reaction is like, Jess actually likes Zach and wants to marry him, unlike probably most of them.
Most of us.
So, like, even Gabby was like, I'm just kind of interested in Zach, but Jess fucking loves this guy, and she's really hoping for a one-on-one, and she's not getting it, so.
Yep.
Charity one-on-one date nighttime. The small things, AB.
The way he makes me feel is really incredible. She's been hurt in the past. This is to set up what she's going to talk about. I've been hurt in the past, and I don't want this to end. Charity wants him to know about her past and what the future will look like. Wow.
Wow. Most nighttime dates, one-on-one, start with, boy, he just really does these common things, has courtesy, and I've been thinking about it all day. Charity says she's different than she was a few years ago because her most recent relationship, I believe, was an emotionally abusive one. More occurrences of infidelity than you can imagine. With someone she knew. I don't know if I heard that correctly, but
I think her significant other cheated on her with a friend. That's how I took that.
Zach won't cheat, as we've discussed and confirmed here. Say what you want about him.
No.
He's not.
I'm disgusted to even
think about the possibility.
Think about the possibility of Zach cheating. The things about Zach, he's Mr.
Serious.
He's Mr. Conversation. He's Mr. Loyalty.
Yeah. Zach would get the Yellowstone brand on him on day one.
Say what you want about Zach. He might be a bore. You might have a boring life. But he's not going to cheat.
No.
He's not. Okay?
No.
Come on.
Anyway, back to Charity. She feels shame for having been in that position. So a serious reveal here. What did you make of Zach's response compared to
great.
Other recent responses to these types of
It was
stories?
Great. He brought his own story in. He showed that, you know, I've had similar experiences. He neglected his own self in a past relationship. And he's one quote he had, he didn't even know what his favorite music was after the relationship.
I think it was
conversation.
A solid response. I agree.
Yeah.
Most leads just go, oh, that's too bad. Feels bad for you. Thanks for sharing. Not only are you opening up, you're also being vulnerable. Here's a flower. This was a back and forth.
Is Zach the best listener and responder in Bachelor history? A lot of people are asking that.
I think post-Jess conversation, no one is asking that anymore. But on one-on-one dates,
post, though.
he is ready to go.
He was caught off guard, Rim. He's caught off guard there. Zach, apologies. Don't want to jump ahead, but he was caught off guard.
I know what you're saying, though. On these one-on-one dates, I think he's been pretty solid throughout.
Yeah.
In response to these stories.
Agreed.
Anyway, they kiss.
Charity says she's 100% falling for Zach. I feel like the only girl in the world I can definitely see a future with him. And that's wild to say, but that's how I feel. Hey, that's how she feels.
Swept off. I know. Well, they took it. Well, they're going around town in a fucking carriage. So how could you not?
Yeah, that's how she feels. Falling for Zach. I don't know that we've ever heard that yet.
No. No.
Didn't know if Katie said it at some point. She'll say it soon.
Sure. He offers her the rose. I think we're looking at a Charity hometown, AB. That's what I was thinking when they were going around in the under the fur blanket. What are you Googling? Who gets Zach hometowns?
No, I'm pulling up the cast because I want to agree with you. I really do.
I think there's a lot of toss-ups.
There's not a lot of
seven
spots.
Or eight left. Yeah.
So we got Katie. That's a guarantee.
I agree.
We have
Gabby's up there.
Gabby. That seems like a guarantee. Brooklyn seems like a guarantee to me because of her occupation.
No, you just want that more than anything. I don't think that's a guarantee.
Zach's gonna be on a horse lassoing a fucking cow, Rim. That's goes without saying.
That is gonna happen. All right,
so that's three spots. So you have one more spot for Charity and a bunch of other women. I don't know. I could
be wrong. It felt like a wow, great date.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the things she was saying were
over
the top.
I agree.
Anything else on that? Good date.
No, good date. Yeah, good date.
Back at the hotel.
Jess is spiraling.
To say the least. Date card is Brooklyn, Katie, Kat, Gabby, Allie, Jess.
Do you think the person reading the date card is like, it's hard for them not to spoil what happened? Like, if I pull up that date card and Jess is on the date card, making a face. I'm making a face. Oh, this is going to be good. It's hard. I don't know how they do it.
I want to leave the room, Jess.
Jess, you're not going to want to hear this.
That gives Ariel the one-on-one. Jess is technically kind of the last one-on-one left. I was operating on the assumption that we'll never see Greer again. But Greer is still out there.
Greer's still out there. She's still out there, I think.
So there's two people who haven't had one-on-ones, but one of them is isolated from the group.
Isolated,
so Jess feels like the only one. Gabby does her best to bring Jess's spirits up, but
The
writing's on the wall.
She says, I don't think this is a bad thing, Gabby. I understand what you're trying to do. I understand what you're trying to do,
don't
Gabby.
Patronize her,
but this is a horrible thing. How could this possibly not be a bad thing?
It seemed like Jess actually liked him because most people in this position are like, that'll do it for your boy.
Gravy train's over.
We had a good run, folks.
Drinks on me tonight.
I'm just going to drink tonight, basically. No. But Jess was shattered by this.
This is the showing up at the group date in sweats situation.
At the hotel the next day, while recapping her date, Charity kind of hints at Kat's.
Let me poke the bear a little bit. Let me stir up a little something.
What'd you make of this? Kat in Brooklyn.
She says it was a really good day. She goes, it was a really good day. I just tried to kind of block out some things that happened before. It's like, why are you still thinking about that even, Charity?
You know, just kind of
stirring this up. And then Kat, she says, I don't want to have this conversation right before our group date and ruin it. And then Brooklyn, obviously, straight shooter, isn't going to allow this. Comments, I don't know exactly what she says. Then Kat says, why are you being so aggressive? And then Brooklyn, my girl, straight shooter, says, it's because your head's up your ass. Okay? And then she says, it hurt my feelings. And then Brooklyn, one of the great lines I've never heard before, if the shoe fits, lace that bitch up. Which I'm going to be using going forward in my everyday life. Okay? That's great. Brooklyn's not going to win this season, but she's going to be great on Paradise.
Of course. She has definitely built a character resume. You can describe Brooklyn, and you know who Brooklyn is. She's made a name for herself. Yes,
she's quick on her
too.
Yeah. Great stuff.
A little Demi to her in that regard. Yeah, she said she wanted to box Kat's ears off when she saw that Zach came back with lip gloss on. Top four old-timey phrases for one-on-one physical altercations. Number four is tussle.
Mm.
Number three is fisticuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is box your ears off. Number one is slobber knocker. Mm. Shout out Jim Ross.
Yeah, that's good. Good list.
Anything else on this segment? Kat and Brooklyn or...
No, if the shoe fits, lace that bitch up, period. Mm.
Group date, daytime.
Layer season, Rim.
Zach had some
layered
the fuck
up. That man
was doing
that
it today.
Man was layered.
I noticed
oh
that.
Oh my God. I think he had two fleeces on and a vest and a fucking
and a
scarf.
Yeah.
It was layers on layers on layers. He was looking immaculate in those
sharp.
Layers. Holy cow.
He's got a layered look. He's got a fall face.
He does. He has a fall face. The man layers up really nicely, too.
The first activity is burning sage with a witch, an Estonian witch, of course.
I'll say this, Rim. Lady looks about 60 years old. She says she's only been doing witchcraft for 20 years. Is that not long enough?
That's my only note here. That is my only note. I'm not impressed with that amount of time at all.
Years?
So you just started.
You picked it up. You just fucking
you
started
got into
like
it late.
Late in your life? Like when you were 40, you picked up witchcraft? You haven't been doing this since if you haven't been doing witchcraft since your first steps, that don't impress me much.
I totally agree. There's two things you say if you're this witch. The one thing you don't say is 20 years. Not long enough.
No. I can see how old you are. This isn't like a lifetime thing for you. I want a lifetime witch. If I'm going to listen to a witch, I need it to be your lifetime activity. That thing that makes you who you are. This is just a hobby you picked up. This is like card collecting.
You say, you imply you've either been touched with witchcraft ability since you were a young child and it was...
Exactly.
People identified you as like, wow, this is someone
that's
who...
That's the witch. That's the Estonian
witch.
Yes.
Or you say, I've been doing witchcraft, and you say a number of years that is greater than 100. You say a number that implies this is not your first life.
Yes, yes.
You
those don't
the
say
two
20.
Routes you go. You don't say 20.
You know,
I've been doing this on and off. I've been a wizard.
I'm a wizard. I'm not saying
job most
I'm a
of the
wizard.
Time.
You know, I worked, but I worked down there at the insurance company.
Yeah.
Sometimes
card.
On the weekends
I get your
I
life
did.
Insurance.
I've been doing.
Are you a fucking witch or not? Yeah. Just really unimpressive credentials.
Real talk. Are you a witch or not? Period.
Yeah. Or is
I
this
need
a costume
to know
for you?
Is 20 is not
gig.
Doing it for me. I'm not. I'm rolling my eyes if she says 20 to
years.
Me. 20 years. Wow.
Pathetic.
You can't find a you can't find a real witch. That's what I would have thought.
Yeah, the real
can't find a real rich. Wow.
Again, no offense to her, but this
no
was
disrespect.
Yeah, of course. Burning sage. They got to get rid of some negative energies.
Mm-hmm.
The witch didn't have a ton of charisma, so we focus instead on Jess being worried that it's over. Meanwhile, Zach and Katie are saying, "I love you" with their eyes. That's what they're saying through the flame. When they were holding,
I thought the
they
fire,
holding up
the
flame.
I agree. They were, holy cow, these, I thought they got more time than anyone. I thought they were looking at each other for too long. I liked the fire, looking through the fire thing.
Oh,
now, I
awesome.
Would have liked the fire to be bigger.
Well, she's still
a,
getting her, she's still getting the handle on how
candle.
To make the flame, the candle flame.
It was
flame
a tiny candle flame.
Yeah, it really was.
Like, one eye can see through that, if half of it. It's mostly not looking through the flame. You need a big flame for this, in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
As a guy who's been doing witchcraft about as long
like
as that
years,
lady.
Yeah.
I need a
Gabby
bigger flame.
Also had a nice moment through the flame alley as well.
Yeah.
And Jess is just sitting there watching these connections to the camera. Quote, nothing prepared me to date a man that's dating other people too. It's Jess's turn and like magic, you say what you want about this witch. She made this happen. The flame goes out when it's Jess's turn.
I don't think she did because the witch The witch goes, oops. She goes, oops, I'm sorry. Sorry that happened.
Not supposed to
fix Let me that. Get my lighter back up and light the fire back up.
Are you a witch or not, lady? No, it was the producers off to the side with a long stick of bamboo going, blowing that thing out.
Blowing it. Yeah, the fire goes out. They don't light it back up. They just put her back in line. It was brilliant. Mm-hmm. Great date, I'd say.
The last thing Jess needed was a negative omen, and it doesn't get worse than your flame extinguishes. Yep.
It's
when
just
you're
the little
the
things.
Lead.
Sometimes, you know, we always give the producers a bad time, but you have to give them their absolute flowers when they have a date like this. They went to a witch. They had the fire blow out on the person that was struggling slick. The most.
You got to
give them
their
props. You got to give them the props. That's brilliant.
A drone overhead. Dropping drops of water.
They did something to knock that fire out.
Group date nighttime.
Jess is in the classic putting too much pressure on one conversation situation at this point. Mm-hmm. And now, because of that, that conversation is going to go horribly. Go ahead.
We'll get there. We'll get there. If you want to talk, if you want to fucking talk layers,
Gabby
had a green forest blazer over the dress that jumped off the screen. It gave
it really
her a different silhouette in the dark nighttime. It wasn't bright. Look at me. It was just, but it was standout. It was a standout blazer. I wrote that then, and then Zach noticed it. A man of fine taste.
Yeah. Guy who knows layers. Mm-hmm.
But like you mentioned, Jess is definitely, that candle burning out is hanging over this date.
I can't think of anything bigger in Jess's mind than that candle blowing out.
It changed everything, because before the candle went out, she said, I'm going to be more open and vulnerable to Zach. I'm going to push through this difficult time, and me and Zach are going to have a breakthrough at the nighttime portion.
But then the candle tried to look through the candle, and the witch said, oops, get back in line.
Yeah, it changed everything.
It did.
Zach enters the room, and he grabs Katie first. Now, if I'm Jess, that's when I announce my departure. There's exit door number one, potentially. Katie makes him feel special. Yeah, go ahead.
If Zach knows she's the only one without a date, right? Maybe he doesn't, but if you're Kate, if you're Jess, he has to pull you first and do something special. If this is going to be something that could have saved it. If Zach cared about Katie or cared about Jess, he would have pulled her first. Said, you know, I know you haven't gotten your date.
That's you have to.
I wanted to do this special.
Yes,
he had to do something to save this.
We'll get to that. What do you have on Katie's one-on-one time?
These two are absolutely relaxing room. They're almost laying down on
totally
a chair.
Yes.
It's like a stand straight chair, but they're still like almost laying down. That's how you know you're really into someone. These two are comfortable with each other. This was not a lay down couch.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
But they were laying down
on each other. Katie's smitten. Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking into each other's eyes. Where have you been all my life? Conversation. They're looking deep into each other's eyes. It's like they're looking through a flame every time they're looking at each other from this point forward.
Yeah, really.
They then start making out aggressively. The way these two look at each other, holy cow.
One thing top contenders do is they position themselves almost above group settings.
Yeah.
You say something like, group dates are tough for me, you know, because what we have is burned so passionately that I can't. Mm-hmm. It's like hard for me to keep myself off of you in group settings. And it goes like, hell yeah. you're number one.
Yep.
I agree
this
with everything
changed,
you said.
This did not change any of my feelings about Katie being the clear front runner at this point from what we've seen.
Mm-hmm. Next, Gabby. Zach tells her not to worry.
Yeah, you're one of my strongest connections. Yep. Zach was kind of tearing up a little bit.
I didn't notice that.
Just a little bit. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Gabby seems grounded. Gabby seems grounded and aware of the possibility that maybe they don't get engaged, but they're on a good track. She likes how it's going now, but she will not be crestfallen.
Agreed.
And that's because we've seen her arc where she started from the bottom, and when you're at or near the top, you don't lose that feeling that it could all go away. Warren Buffett, Gabby. Neither of those quotes are real. Then we go to Zach and Jess one-on-one time.
Oh, man.
Snuggling under the blanket.
Were they under a blanket?
That he had with Charity in the carriage. Run the tape. The fur.
It's actually surprising to hear that they were under a blanket, to be honest. That leads me to believe Zach was telling the truth with how surprised he was that this is how this conversation went.
I fully believe he was totally surprised.
You wouldn't be under a blanket if you were...
You wouldn't be under a blanket, and you wouldn't start with, boy, that group date, huh? Pretty wacky. Like, he was not thinking this was a high-stakes conversation whatsoever. And meanwhile, she'd been putting the pressure on this moment for days.
This is your biggest conversation of the season, actually, Zach, to this point.
I think, like you said, you should acknowledge we're getting late in the game and you haven't had a one-on-one. Just say that so the person knows.
Yeah. Everything would be fine, and I wonder who would be going home. It wouldn't have been her, I don't think.
He asks her how she's feeling. She says, I know what I signed up for, but losing confidence, especially compared to the others. I see everybody else talking about their one-on-ones, feeling good about everything. I'm not feeling good.
She talks about how she's been waiting for the one-on-one to open up more, too. So you haven't really gotten the true Jess yet, because I've been waiting for this one-on-one, and now I haven't gotten it. So I'm way behind.
He seemed to imply that one-on-ones weren't that important to moving relationships forward, and took offense when she questioned that. I find that even hard to believe that he thinks that, because of course, I mean, you get 5 minutes together on a group date or a cocktail party compared to 6 hours or whatever, like you have on one-on-ones. And he knows that.
But I don't know. Jess even says, like, I need you to understand the tough situation I'm in. Like, I feel like he wasn't, I don't know. Maybe he was caught so off guard by this conversation. Like, this was strange.
When she mentioned how much she wanted the one-on-one and he didn't seem to think it was that important or understand that what she was asking, it reminded me a bit of the Greer thing from last week, where there's a little bit of turbulence in the journey that he takes deadly seriously. And I feel like he came a little bit over the top.
Yeah. Of course she wants a one-on-one, Zach. And of course she feels a certain way when you've given so many people one-on-ones and she hasn't had one. I don't understand how he... Like, I'm putting the blame on him here.
Sure.
I understand you might not think... Like, I think when she said that I didn't want to open up until I was on the one-on-one, that's what really turned him off, I think. Because that's like playing the game almost. That's like turning this into the game show. He doesn't like it being considered that way. So by her saying, I'm not going to open up until I get the one-on-one, which seems reasonable, I think that's when things started to turn south for him.
Would an acceptable response from him have been... let's do that now, or
sure,
a soft you know, there are more one-on-ones to come, because there's probably two next week.
Yeah,
there's two people who haven't gotten them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, once it went a little haywire, he said he put the kibosh on all
I it. Felt this was a bit the first big misstep by Zach. He almost made her, at least from what we saw, feel dumb about feeling bad about not having a one-on-one, which is crazy.
Yeah, about wanting a one-on-one, yeah.
The one-on-ones are huge. Everybody knows that.
So he walks her out.
Yeah, they just both get up and leave. It was an abrupt ending.
Very abrupt.
What I thought was a good relationship, at least 3 weeks ago.
Totally agree. And you believe he was shocked that she left?
Yeah, because then he goes back into the group, he's broken up about it, and he abruptly cancels the rest of the day. He doesn't give a nighttime rose either.
Yeah.
Why?
Too distraught. And
tons
I think
of people
already,
go. Tons of people get sent home, and then, yeah, but why doesn't he give a rose to someone?
It was too contentious. It was too...
Tons of times the lead sends someone home, and then they give out the group date rose. So that's what tells me he was actually broken up about it. Or shocked by it.
I think he was shocked.
Yeah. What do you think this was the first person he actually liked that he had to get rid of? Or that left the show? That's what I was thinking.
Probably.
As I saw him kind of
probably
breaking down after the car left away. I think this was the first, he didn't really make a decision, but this was the first person that I think he saw a future with that has left the show.
I think that's probably fair. He was talking like she was, he assumed she would be around post rose ceremony. Like she wasn't going.
Absolutely.
Anywhere.
Agreed.
Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Ariel, one-on-one daytime.
Love a good spa day. Playing the hits.
Playing the hits, leaves, slapping each other with bundles of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think they would be nude at any point, as was implied?
Yeah, no.
Sad.
No way. It's a nudist, a traditional Estonia nudist sauna.
You clean your body's mind and spirit.
Sounds incredible.
Was there any conversation that stood out to you here?
No, not for the whole at the spa. Day or night. Actually, it wasn't really night. It was still day. Day or day.
The main takeaway was Ariel making clear she uses humor to block how she actually feels. They're in the sauna. Anything on the middle-aged folks coming in naked? That's real. That's real nudity, AB.
No, nothing to say there about that.
Nothing on the small talk?
No.
Anything in the hot tub? Was this as boring as we're making it out to be?
They got in the wood-burning hot tub. I don't see the spark with these two.
Despite what he says, because he says a lot of things that are like...
He does say a lot of things.
He compared her to Catherine in the conversation with Sean, coming on late, potential wife.
I think there's a chance Ariel would have went home on this date had the cat thing not happened.
The Jess thing.
Jess, excuse me. Yeah. The Jess thing not happened the night before, that put him in a different headspace where maybe he needed the more fun date. I don't know. I think they would have done this fun sauna thing. They wouldn't have had the connection and she would have went home. She didn't even get a nighttime. It was a daytime dinner. You go home on daytime dinners.
I hate to be this guy. I think this occurred before the group date, because at the cocktail party, they all referred to the situation with Jess's last night.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
That's sad that they do
that. I know. That's sad that they do these things
really
to us.
Sad. Yeah, that's really sad.
In the hot tub, he said it was one of the most unique, fun dates he's ever had. What did they say?
Sucked.
No, that, come on, be serious. It was a regular, short...
a regular-ass spa date, and it wasn't even very long. He didn't even get a dinner, a cool dinner.
So when he says every time he walks away from Ariel, he has a grin on his face,
yeah,
that's not convincing to you?
What did they talk about on this date?
Nothing on the daytime.
Just surface level. I don't know. Ariel seems fine. Seems fun, I suppose. Mm-hmm. I don't see the sparks between them. Do you?
Not really. Especially now thinking back on it. Let's move ahead to the nighttime.
I'm already there. No, go ahead. I'm at the nighttime.
And by nighttime, we mean...
daytime.
Unless Estonia is a lot closer to the North Pole than I believe it to be. This was 4 p.m. at the latest.
Yeah. Well, this was just at the spa, wasn't it?
Yeah. The lobby, probably.
So they just put their clothes on and went to the spa.
What did you make of this conversation?
Zach says the date changed things for him. He can open up now with her. I don't know what they talked about, but it wasn't anything substantial.
Her humor comment, cutting through things with humor. She's been through heartbreaks, AB. She stopped loving herself. I think Zach repeated the thing from Charity's one-on-one about losing himself in a relationship.
You may be the best surprise yet, says Zach. He's genuinely surprised by Ariel. You may be the best surprise yet. Okay. I'm not sure what the connection is with these two. I need to know more. Because y'all haven't talked about anything.
I felt like this was the worst successful nighttime one-on-one date ever. In addition to the taking place in the afternoon, the conversation was thin. I believe when he says he likes her, so I probably consider her more of a contender than you do, but you're opening my eyes to the lack of chemistry, I think.
Did you get some whiffs of Ariel trying to be the bachelorette here?
No, how so?
She whispers to the camera, I'm really tired of being alone.
That's the go-to.
That was polished. And then she said one more thing as they're like in their kissing montage that made it seem like she was trying to be the bachelorette to me.
I was focused on the length of the kissing montage and the amount of words said to the camera, which seemed longer than usual. Like time filling almost.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'll keep an eye on that now.
I don't know. I didn't get anything from this date.
All right. So you don't think Zach is her forever person?
I don't.
They haven't been alone at night yet, so it's hard to say.
That's tough. Yeah.
Cocktail party. Only 7 people here. Jess is gone, Greer on the COVID IL. Allie grabs him first. What'd you make of this? 2 pals?
Oh, you thought pals?
Her one-on-one was a long time ago.
It really was.
Especially
we haven't
in
seen
TV
much
years,
since then.
And we haven't seen much since
I really
then.
Liked Allie.
Me too. But they were both sitting up straight. If you want to compare her to Katie.
They weren't laying down.
Not a lot of eye contact from him and his little preambles. And the kiss was almost like, let's wrap this up, kiss.
Yeah. She says she's exhausted a lot of the time, but it's been worth it. They then make out. Yeah, now that you say that. The physical connection.
It felt night
their,
it felt night
their
three.
Their body language sitting there.
Body language
was not
doctor.
Where I'd want it to be.
Yeah.
You're right.
Zach and Gabby, they eat some mini pancakes. Lots of laughs, lots
poppers.
Of sweets
those look,
with these two. A lot of sweets.
Those looked incredible. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll leave it at that.
Pop, 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 pop.
Poppers. Little pancake poppers is something I'd like to try.
Anything on Brooklyn?
They kiss. I didn't hear. I don't. They didn't show us much of the rest of the stuff going on.
Katie? They were damn near on the floor, if I recall.
Yeah. I like that Katie can kind of make fun of Zach.
Oh.
Zach says something about, like, I dig you or something like that, and she kind of roasts him a little bit. These two.
I want them to go deeper, though, because some of these conversations, they're just like, we get along, right? And then the other one's like, yeah, this is great. I like you. And then that's kind of it. If we're really looking at a front runner, there's got to be difference in topics. At
you have
some
to
point.
Remember she basically got an overnight date with him, so they've had off camera conversations already.
I still don't.
You don't buy that?
I think they went into the tent and then it was like time to go home. It's 6 in the morning. Already.
You don't buy the tent thing. That's fair.
I think the date took place overnight. That's my opinion. Conspiracy corner.
That's fair.
Charity and Kat discussion. You thought something might happen here? Not really. Brooklyn
Charity,
coming in. Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn overstepped her bounds as defender.
As a Brooklyn apologist. Sometimes it's hard being the straight shooter, though, Rim.
You can't help yourself.
You can't help yourself when you see someone on some bullshit not overstepping and letting them know.
I think if Cat grabbed Charity, then Brooklyn might
That's
go
different.
In. But Charity grabbed Cat. Charity said, I have this.
Yeah. Charity had grabbed Cat to go talk outside. Charity wants to talk to make sure that Cat understands where she's coming from. They were hardly gone, and then Brooklyn's like, all right, enough of this bullshit. I'm going out there too. Breaks up the party.
I think the potential was producers watched Cat and Charity like have a pleasant interaction, and then they're
like,
get
someone
in
there.
Get in there, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, it's been a long time, hasn't it? Get in there.
We're falling asleep behind the cameras this season.
Yeah, but then nothing, because Brooklyn walks up and Cat
Cat's
storms
out of
off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brooklyn, Cat knows she's outmatched in terms of just
one-liners and
one-liners. You're going to get
the quote war. She's losing, and
you're
going to
get
big.
Sliced up if you stay in there. So I fully understand why Cat quickly got out of there. You don't want any of that.
I thought Cat also made the right choice with Zach here. So Zach
not bringing
her,
it up.
Not bringing it up.
I agree.
He says, something's off. Something's off. Obviously, they go, Zach, boy, Kat's feeling weird. Why don't you go talk to her about it? He's like, hey, something's off. I can't describe it at all because I don't know what they're talking about.
I have
about.
No idea what we're talking about here.
And she declined to bring it up.
Yep.
I believe
Great
him
move.
And Brooklyn already talked, and she didn't bring it up with him. Mm-hmm. So if she didn't bring it up, no reason for you to do it.
It's
going to
be over.
Leave it alone. Just leave this alone.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it, folks. Mm-hmm. Even if you're in some drama, you never bring it up. Even if he asked me directly, I'm saying no. I'm lying. There's no way. There's no way I'm telling you that the girls are upset that I pulled you. There's no way. I'm just not getting into any of
that
drama.
Well. He would
no.
He would probably ask multiple.
Then he's
people.
gonna launch a whole investigation where he doesn't investigate anything and someone's going home. Probably me. So no, I will not
cancel the rose ceremony.
I will not be doing any of that. No, thank you. I'm not gonna play with that.
Any other takeaways from this cocktail party?
No. Another thing Kat did, so he brings that up. I assume she probably thinks like someone said something to him, but then she also doesn't bring it up to the ladies, which is another great play by Kat. Hmm. Love how she's playing this.
Rose ceremony. Charity and Ariel have their one-on-one date roses. The group roses go as follows: Gabby, Katie, Brooklyn, Kat. Allie, the only one sent home.
I wrote here, Zach sends home Allie for no reason.
Well, who else would he have sent home? Everyone else there had a one-on-one.
I don't know. There's not enough people. This season is wrapping up quickly. Someone in the Facebook group.
Dropping like flies.
Which has over 2,000 members now.
Oh, is that so?
Wildly popular. Someone in there said that we are quickly approaching hometowns, and I read that and I almost fell out of my chair. I feel like we just started this.
I think that's a standard response these days. Yeah, well, that was episode 6. Next week, 7, and then we'll have hometowns on 8. Yeah. That was episode 6.
Really?
It's just kind of it's flying by in a little bit of a boring way.
Well, a whole week he had COVID, so.
Yeah. Yeah, that felt like not an episode.
That does not help anything.
All right, anything else on that? Somebody's got to go home, AB.
Yeah, someone's got to go home. I thought Allie was going to be here for a while. I don't know. Maybe that was just me
peaked too early.
More than he did.
Yeah.
Well, she was high on our power rankings for a while, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Mailbag. Unless you have anything else.
Nope.
773-234-7794. AB's question last week was, what could they have done better last episode when Zach had COVID and the Zoom cocktail hour and Zoom rose ceremony, which will live in infamy? We'll start with Tyler. I think the Zoom date was a good test of their true chemistry. Not that I wanted to watch all of what they aired, but I do think you can tell when a relationship is too heavily based on the physical when you can only interact through Zoom and phone calls, etc. I bet this was a wake-up call for Zach. Plus, the first few months of his relationship with whoever he picks will be long distance. Solid point. With only a few happy couple weekends. So it's better to see how the connection is sooner rather than later. So Tyler is pointing to this as, this is going to be a bedrock of whoever he goes with. So it's important to show it.
Here's an idea from Nisi Ray. They should have had a group Zoom date and then had breakout rooms for them to go into. It would have been hysterical to see the women pop into the breakout rooms and steal him. But in all seriousness, they should have canceled for the week and no one should have been sent home at all. Thank you, Nisi. Lisa in Denver, I actually didn't mind the iPad since you can cozy up on the couch with it. It feels more personal versus having Zach on TV, which feels like a presentation or The Wizard of Oz. An easy improvement would be to do a split screen of Zach and the women. The other missed opportunity was to have them do an activity over Zoom. Video games seem like the obvious solution. Early in the pandemic, I had a Zoom date where we cooked the same meal. Yes, it was awkward, but it led to a couple other dates. They probably didn't have kitchens in the hotel, but surely the Bachelor producers could come up with an activity if a guy on Hinge could. Thank you, Lisa. Nate says, I agree. They should have cut the episode short and then show us what we all really want, the date with Patrick Warburton that they cut.
Hey.
People forget.
Great idea.
JP from Connecticut. Yeah.
You think Patrick Warburton will be on the season then? Or was that it? They can't.
He's got to be at the Zach.
He's got to be at the
visit,
home.
The family visit, yeah.
Has to be.
What will you do if he's not? It'll probably knock your rating of the season down by a full letter grade.
Yeah. And when you're expecting Patrick Warburton and then he doesn't show up, it's...
He puts asses in seats. Patrick Warburton. That's what he's known to do.
He sure does.
Sellout star. Boy, JP from Connecticut. I'm not watching this season, but listening to recap podcasts, there are so many better ideas than doing a Zoom situation. Number one, scavenger hunt. Zach, aka the producers, come up with a Zach-themed scavenger hunt. They have to run around London finding things like frozen pizza and a football. Scavenger hunt, idea number one, I like that. Number two, the best friend test. You know that show, What Would You Do in Impractical Jokers? Similar situations where Zach is creating a situation to see how the women react. Are they rude to waitstaff / customer service jobs? Do they litter? Would they help an old lady across the street? I like that idea, although I don't think they would set people up to look bad, in my opinion. Number three is helping hand. The women need to come up with a care package for Zach and essentially do a show and tell to see who made the best care package. Did someone think Zach's favorite candy was Skittles instead of Reese's? Was anyone paying attention when he mentioned he loves frozen pizza, etc.? Thank you, JP. Bailey from North Carolina, this isn't an idea, but I do think the whole thing really just showed what a mind game this show is. The girls are basically quarantined in the show regardless of COVID and spend their time drinking and thinking / ruminating about this one man all day. They lost it when he had COVID, not because they want to marry him, but because he is literally the only excitement they have. They are in London, but without Zach, basically get to experience it the way a kid gets to experience a ride they are too short for, meaning from a distance while pitching a fit. Thank you, Bailey. Tammy from North Carolina, I think they should have attached the iPad to a Segway, like in that one episode of Modern Family, and taken Zach along on the group date. Mm. It would have been hilarious to watch the women try to steal him away. Thank you, Tammy.
I think that's my favorite one yet.
I like the scavenger. I like the build your own.
Yeah.
Go around London, build your own thing. Lisa gives them an objective while they're
something to do
going around. Mike from Peoria. Instead of a Zoom cocktail party, a literal nightmare, the producers could have put on a Zach-themed scavenger hunt through merry old England town. Not only would the women have a fun time exploring a cool city instead of being stuck in a hotel lobby, there would be opportunities for them to show off who knows Zach best with trivia questions about him or personality quiz-like questions to see who is the most compatible with him. Like, which tourist attraction would he prefer to visit, the Tower of London or Big Ben? Which drink would he order at a pub? Which sport would he rather go see? Then at the end of the date, whoever won would get a one-on-one Zoom date with Zach and the opportunity to get a group date rose. And just postpone the whole rose ceremony until he got better. Thank you, Mike. This one is from Terry. They could have had an entire segment where the girls travel around London and put together gift baskets for Zach. I think that's my favorite idea, not just because at least three people mentioned it.
A lot of people have gift basket ideas. Yeah.
Yeah. The gift baskets could be opened by Zach in his hotel room on camera and be a moment where he realized which girls really knew him and which don't know him at all.
It's a great idea.
Number two, use this as an opportunity to send no one home and build up the tension where 4 to 5 people go home the next week. This way, the next episode is set up ahead of time as a major cut week, a purge on the challenge.
Purge.
They know it, Zach knows it, and the viewers know it. This would add a lot of tension to next week's episode. Three, and most importantly, Gabby was already exposed. What a missed opportunity to have her sneak over because she has already been exposed and see him face to face. That easily could have been an entire segment. Think of the drama when the girls found out that Gabby got an extra visit because she already saw him the day prior. I'm sure there are many other options, and any of them would have been better without than a virtual cocktail party and rose ceremony. Nobody asked for footage of Zach kissing an iPad. Thank you, Terry. This last one is from Rim. AB, did you know that the kid in Rocky Balboa, where Rocky Balboa was giving that speech to him, that's your guy Milo Ventimiglia?
I did not know that.
Little fun fact. What's your question for next week, AB? 773-234-7794. What's the question for next week?
I don't have a great question. I just want to know how the season's going for you right now if you're watching.
773-234-7794. Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained? What do you think? Are you entertained? I feel entertained weekly. I'm not upset that I'm watching it.
I don't think it's nearly as bad as what seemed to be expected after he was announced as The Bachelor. I also don't think it's, I'm not at the edge of my seat ever.
There haven't been a lot of hijinks.
No hijinks. They are focusing, as promised, they are focusing on relationships, I guess.
I could use more hijinks.
I wouldn't hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little, I don't believe we're getting them. from here on out, it's
going to
get serious.
You think it's been serious so far with Zach? It's going to get ultra serious.
Uncomfortably so.
He's going to be annoyingly serious.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Do you think this was the, for those of us that gave Zach the benefit of the doubt for this season, do you think this is the beginning of the turning point where we turn on the lead? Because traditionally we turn on the lead eventually.
No, I don't think I have a connection with anyone enough. Usually you turn on the lead when they start letting go people that you think should be the winner. And I don't know. My favorite people, I'm not going to be broken up about. I feel like most of the women are on an even playing field right now. So
I agree.
I don't know that I'm going to have those feelings. Like when he gets rid of Brooklyn eventually, or maybe she's the runner up.
Honestly, that's kind of that's you liking Brooklyn. I don't think Brooklyn is like a Brandon with Michelle or a Peter with Rachel.
Oh, no, I don't think she's not in my mind either. I think she's just funny.
Yes.
She has a funny occupation, and she's, on top of that, straight shooter. Mm.
So. This is a existential question almost. Do you think our years in the game are contributing to our lack of investment in any single relationship just because we've seen so many seasons?
Because we know it's not going to end well?
The more you see something, the less invested you get. Or do you think maybe it's not being presented in a way? I remember... Ben and Lauren and JoJo. That season, I don't recall a lot of hijinks either, but I recall being very invested in those two relationships. Thinking like, oh my gosh, he's going to break JoJo's heart. I feel like, just watching, I feel like not many people are going to be shattered.
I think we could get there, though. It still seems early for some reason. I know it's been 6 episodes, but I feel like we could get there with Katie. And maybe another,
maybe.
Like Katie and Gabby could be they could get there.
That would be a Lauren JoJo situation.
They could get there. Yeah. I think we needed another couple episodes.
Okay. The mailbag question is, are you not entertained? 773-234-7794. The Rose League scoring update. Congrats to all 119 of you who tied for first this week. I was 522. What were you, AB?
I didn't do it this week. Taking a season off.
The winner of the sticker this week is Team Tuttlebug 12. Congratulations, Team Tuttlebug 12. Send us a message in the mailbag or on Instagram, and we will get you a link for a sticker. Let us know which one you'd like. Season standings, we have Team Stella Luna atop the leaderboard. The 5-point lead over TLB underscore DMD. That's Rosalie. Gabe, do you have a headline of the week? Or is it in the spoiler zone?
No.
Okay.
This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Bachelor producer announces long-awaited senior love show is coming. Did you see this? Did you hear this?
I see those promos every break.
Not just the promos. Mike Fleiss said it is imminent.
Well, then you know it's true.
There's also a website, which some people have gotten some information from, that is asking specifically for men. So I think they have maybe the cast. It's happening. Are you excited?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll check it out.
I think you
were talking about lack of drama. It's going to be with 70-year-olds. They're not going to fucking fight with each other.
The potential for hijinks is out of this world with seniors. Okay? I'm excited. Hopefully it's coming soon.
What do you mean
soon. Hijinks? Messing around.
You think they're
going to
fuck with
stuff.
Seniors?
No, I think they're going to do funny stuff.
Okay,
seniors,
like
at the farm.
Yeah.
You know,
doing out of the fish out of water stuff
out of the senior box.
All right, today we're playing tackle football.
Yes, exactly what I'm talking about.
We got Sean Merriman and Javon Curse here.
It's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about seniors on a farm. I'm talking about seniors on a boat. It's all everything with seniors is more fun than with
the back
young
of the house
kids,
is just gonna be
shitty kids.
The back of the house is just gonna be people napping on the couch.
I can't wait for this
cross
show.
In a recliner.
I hope it's not Jesse. I hope it's a senior too. A host.
I think we're putting the cart before the horse on that one. I'll believe this when I see it.
You don't think it's gonna happen?
No, I'll believe it when I see it. It could happen.
I mean, yeah,
it's been years and years. They've been teasing this.
It was COVID, Rim. Can't have seniors out there with COVID running rampant.
It. I'll believe when I say it.
Now they
can't seem to avoid that on this show.
Yeah, they got that.
I also expect it to be like a 6-episode season.
Good.
I'm just
a little
saying.
Mini-series? Hell yeah. Release it all at once on Disney Plus. I'll watch it all in one sitting. I can't wait. I like when this series does something different. It's always been good. Winter Games was great.
I completely agree. Winter Games was great.
Whatever
Listen to Your Heart
music,
was my favorite.
Listen to My Heart was great. Remember Rudy and that guy with the beard?
Matt. And Matt cheated on her a lot in the
Well, yeah, that happened
since.
After the fact. But while we were watching, we were caught up in the moment, and they were singing to each
other.
Remember they sang Shallow? Someone sang Shallow on that?
The best song I've ever heard is that when... I don't even remember their name.
Really...
It was Sheridan. It was the guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
And I can't even remember the song now.
Yeah.
It was like that...
with that girl that
Maren
he didn't...
Morris song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yep. It
and
was
we're still standing on the bones are good.
Yeah.
That was
the
my
bones.
Favorite version of any song I've ever
the
heard.
The bones. Yeah. The
song.
Bones are good. That was before I knew that song really too.
Oh yeah. Well then I heard the real one. I'm like, the real one stinks
real
compared
one
to this.
Stinks compared to
Sheridan and this other lady.
Let Rim and AP really get into their music bag too.
I fucking love Listen to Your Heart.
I wish they'd have another one.
Those performances were just
incredible. It's incredible. So that's what I'm telling you. Anyways,
back on track.
Right. A Bachelor spinoff, we have had no misses.
Mm-mm. Truly.
None. So, yeah, I'm excited for they're calling it the Golden Bachelor Rim. Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. How about power rankings? You ready?
Yep. 4. Cat.
I don't know where to put Kat. I had her as a contender previously, and she didn't, you know...
I think she's avoided...
incriminate herself, yeah.
All of the bad stuff happened... The Zach Kat thing before the date is a positive in Zach's mind. He doesn't know of it as a negative.
Yeah.
We know it as a negative because of all the women hate her now, and that could come back to haunt her, but it seems like she's going to get out of this unscathed. It's what it seems to me.
I think she's been surpassed by others. Stay tuned for mine.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. I got Cat number 4. Brooklyn number 3.
It was just Gabby. Brooklyn bias at this point.
Yeah, it really is. Gabby number 2. And obviously, Katie number 1. I should have a large gap. If you can put like, if you can make it look like there's a gap there, please do.
Well, it's just my personal notes. You know,
please note that there's a big gap between Katie and Gabby, the 1 and 2.
Mine go as follows: number 7, Greer, with an asterisk that she might be gone already.
Is she still here?
Number 6, Brooklyn. Sorry.
Oh, some people don't like straight shooters.
It's not about me liking Brooklyn. It's about him liking Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn is below the contender level. I don't see that. You talk about connection with Ariel. I don't see it with him in Brooklyn either. She's fun person to be around with him, but I don't think they mesh to the point of marriage.
Some people can't handle the truth.
What's the truth, AB?
That
she's a straight shooter.
That she's a straight shooter.
Number 5, Ariel. Another person without a connection to Zach. Number 4, Kat. I have Kat in the same place you do, except I have Charity above Kat at number 3, Gabby number 2, Katie number 1. I would put Katie in her own tier. I would put Gabby and Charity in a tier, Kat in a tier, and then Ariel, Brooklyn, and Greer in their own
tier. I like tiers.
Yeah, as non-contenders. That's where I'm at.
Maybe we should have asked who's going to be the dark horse, because there's always that one person that comes out of nowhere for the question this week.
That can be part of the question. Yeah, if you like that too.
I like that one better, I think. Yeah. Maybe double question, because they're both weak questions.
Are you not
entertained?
Who's your dark horse?
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a question then.
We are recapping Farmer Wants a Wife starting this week on Patreon. I just wanted to throw that out there. I don't like to plug it
but you can do two-week
free trials. Yep, you can do free trials. So patreon.com/RimandAB. That's all I'll say.
You could hear 2 free weeks of a recap of Farmer Wants a Wife.
You could. Again, I don't want to dwell on it. You could.
And I'm also doing a taste test of something that might change the coffee game this week. That you're telling me that you can get that for free.
I can't believe I get that for free, AB. It's a privilege.
You tell me that's going to be... I'm live on air. I'm going to try something that might revolutionize the coffee game. You're telling me they can get that for free.
He's going to put all oil in his coffee. I don't want to spoil it. All right. Thanks for listening.
It's going to revolutionize things.
Talk to you later.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.